Very general introduction to this relationship between the Buddha and this understanding of how the universe unfolds. And basically the Buddha was, as he said over and over again, was just a man who was concerned about the human condition. He was concerned about his own sense of feeling of unworthiness or unsatisfactoriness in the Pali language, which is the language that the teachings of the Buddha is written in. They use this word dukkha. And dukkha has this really broad sense of meaning, from that sense of angst, that sense of unfulfillment, stress, anxiety, depression. So it's the whole gamut of unsatisfactory sense of feeling and self-worth. And he inquired why that is. And after 7 years of meditation practice, deep inquiry, physical deprivation, he went through various ascetic practices, he had this great insight into how these things are come to being. So by looking into his own condition, he noticed how things unfolded. And the remarkable thing then is, he realised that what is true for within him is true for the whole universe. So every created thing, every feeling, thought, emotion, physical, every material object was all created, he saw, due to causes and conditions. And this was what he called dependent arising, or it's translated sometimes as dependent origination. And this made such an impact on the Buddha that it changed his life completely. He saw the world in a new way. Immediately that event took place. And his teachings then were an expression of that insight. So, and his whole teaching was that it was through our insight into our own human condition that deep change can come about. And that's the only way that enduring change in our relationship to each other and in our relationship to the planet can continue. That we get an intellectual understanding of things, but unless they touch us very deeply and becomes an experiential, an experience within our own being, then the transformation hasn't taken place. And what was interesting about the Buddha was, when he looked for answers to the world's problems, he didn't look outside of himself, he looked within his own heart. So this dependent arising is the core of the Buddha's teaching. And it precedes evolution in modern science by a couple of thousand years. But he saw this interconnection of all things. That nothing occurs without a previous cause. And that previous cause had a previous cause. And it spins out in myriad directions. And we can get an idea of that from the whole, as Jason was talking, our description of evolution. From the Big Bang, the movement, the unfolding process of life is this process of causes and conditions. And what that means, when we look at it, is that nothing occurs or no being is present that isn't directly connected to every other thing that's ever happened in the universe. Because this web, if you like, of cause and condition connects us all. Connects us to every other being, every other thing, every other event that's ever taken place. in the history of the universe. Whereas, and the dilemma the Buddha found was in not understanding that, not seeing that deep connection and the impact of that insight, was that we felt disconnected. We felt that we were somehow not isolated from each other, from the environment, and from our history. And that is what the result of that is, the loss of love, the loss of empathy, the loss of care and concern. So just seeing into this relationship with life opens up a life of love, a life of concern and connection. Because the result of that is the harm I do to the other, I'm doing to myself. The harm I'm doing to the environment, I'm doing to myself. And there's no blame. Where can the blame lie when everything is a result of these causes and conditions? I've responded as a result of previous causes. The person who's done that to me has been motivated by causes and conditions. This is this unfolding web of behavioural creation, if you like. So that, for the Buddha, was a great freeing event, this great insight. But the wonderful thing now is science can look back and say, oh yes, all this has been validated by systems theories, by deep ecology theory. People are seeing into this incredibly connected universe. And the behavioural patterns are always the result of. They're not isolated, they're not an isolated inherent condition. So there is this complete revolution, if you like, this change of the way we relate to each other and to the world. We can relate with an understanding of how things actually are. And this is the Dharma, the truth of how things unfold. And the Buddha said the truth isn't found somewhere else, not in some transcendent realm. The truth of life is found within our own being, through an inquiry and an investigation of our own behaviour and our own relationship to each other. That's where the truth can be found. And the truth is this deep connection we have with all beings.